Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new edition of News to Drink To, possibly the last for a while, because Hollywood's gone on strike.
Oh.
The actors have also gone on
strike. Yeah, the actors. So nothing's getting made.
No.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Didn't they walk out of the Oppenheimer premiere?
Yeah, so the cast walked out.
Yeah.
I think just before the film was about to be shown.
Oh, wow.
They were, Christopher Nolan got up on stage and said, they're going.
Yeah.
To go write their picket signs.
Well, they've seen it.
Bye bye. So. I don't know if they have, actually.
But they was in it.
Because there was actually an interview I was watching with Matt Damon and Cillian Murphy, like separate ones.
Yeah.
Both saying that Christopher Nolan doesn't use on-set monitors.
Right.
So there isn't...
There's no dailies or nothing.
There is, but usually the cast don't see that because they're
right.
In a bar. but no, so usually you'd film something and then they go to what they call, I think it's Monitor Village.
Yeah.
And they watch, here's what you just did. They don't have that on Christopher Nolan sets because he's right next to the cameraman.
Right.
So you film it and then it's done.
So he just does it by sight kind of thing?
Yeah, basically between him and the camera operator.
That's insane.
And it's like a proper old school way of doing things. Yeah. And Cillian Murphy was saying, I never saw a frame of Oppenheimer until I saw the trailer. So I still think he hasn't seen the film.
I'd be well annoyed if I really wanted to see it. All right, we're going to
Yeah, but you can't...
join the picket line.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not just, you know, not working, like not doing any acting.
Yeah.
That includes promoting films.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
They can't do any
film
promotion.
They're on strike entirely. They can't do anything. They cannot work.
No, not at all. And this isn't. With people like Matt Damon and Cillian Murphy and Florence Pugh, this is more of a sort of symbolic gesture in a way. Because
it's American, the Screen Actors Guild. No.
Yeah, they are members of it, yeah. Right. But it's. They're multimillionaires.
Yes.
It doesn't really affect them if they don't. If they go home and don't do any work,
they're not
going to starve. And people are saying, like, well, fucking actors earn millions. What does it matter? Some lucky actors earn millions a picture. Most do not.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the issue.
And the point is also, the studios aren't making any money because if nobody's working, nothing's getting made.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Exactamundo. We've got some videos we can watch. Last time we checked out Adam Conover... From Adam Ruins Everything. He's still there. Because remember, the writers are still on strike.
Yeah. I've been on strike for like
70
months.
Days.
I'm out here today to tell the companies how strong we are. See, the AMPTP has a plan, all right? Carol tells the CEOs how it's going to go. She says, don't worry about it. The writers will go on strike. I'll hold them off for a couple weeks. You can go back to your yachts and worry about your real problems like being attacked by orcas, okay? But guess what? Carol didn't plan for how strong we are. She did not plan for the fact that 8 weeks in, we are bringing the same energy as on day one. She didn't plan that workers from our fellow entertainment unions would honor our picket lines on a massive scale, at great sacrifice to themselves, helping shut down production around this town. They have nothing without us. Every dollar they make begins with us. And we are going to be out here until they remember that. We are going to stay on these picket lines and withhold our labor until screenwriters are protected from free work, until the existence of the writer's room is codified into our contract, until comedy variety and daytime writers have the same protections in streaming that we've had on cable and broadcast for the past 50 fucking years. We are going to keep our pencils down and our picket signs up until the CEOs stagger back from the marina. Their clothes in tatters, their skin covered in orca bites, and they come back to the table and make a fair deal. That is when the strike will end, and not one day sooner.
So yeah, the AM, whatever the fucking called, AMTPP, whatever.
Yeah.
These are the people that went to the press and basically said, "Our plan to resolve the strike is to starve them out."
Oh yeah, I read that the other day.
Yeah.
There was like, yeah, eventually they're going to run out of money.
Yeah.
And they'll have to come back to work. They'll come crying back to us.
Yeah, but that's their fucking end game plan is just starve them. They need houses. Once they've got no homes and like can't feed their kids, they'll come crawling back to us.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
We already
paid. And they said this to the press. They told them. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. On the money we've been paying them, it won't be long.
Yeah. Exactly.
Completely tone deaf.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking unbelievable. Also, I didn't know this. During the writer's strike, Netflix opened a restaurant.
Did they?
I don't know if this is real. No, I think it is real. Hang on. It's not real, but it's funny.
Come, here's some of my favorite clientele. We have Ted Sarandos here with his perfectly white teeth and Reed Hastings. And here's about the minimum requirement of net worth that you need to eat here. This is money that these gents have taken right from the pockets of hardworking writers. Here, come look at our micro kitchen here. I want to show you. So billionaires like Sarandos and Hastings, they have different palates completely than us normal people. They like to eat things such as the blood of human writers, which pairs well with sweat and their tears and all of their labor in general. Very, very long and unearned vacations, something that they like to embark on quite a mass layoffs, as you know, is a favorite of theirs. I like to serve them that whenever they're in town. Corporate jet fuel, this bottle alone is worth about $11.4 million. Mm-hmm. So then we have mini rooms, which writers have been begging for them to stop, and they simply will not. Cheap residuals, which actually pairs really beautifully with secret and unknowable viewership numbers, which they refuse to disclose to anyone for nefarious reasons. And naturally, we like to sprinkle canceling your favorite Netflix show after two seasons, no matter how good or beloved it may be. So
that's my least favorite food.
Yeah, looks disgusting. I don't want to eat there. Yeah, it's really going to shit now.
Yes.
And that's just the writer's stuff we've watched. But yeah, obviously, now the actors on strike, which means nothing is happening, including stuff that is in post-production, like Napoleon might still get
Napoleon's got released. Oh no, it hasn't. The trailer's just come out.
The trailer's come out. I think it's gonna bomb.
Yeah,
I just have a feeling about it. I think it's gonna bomb. I'm not saying it's gonna be a bad film. I just think it's gonna bomb.
A guy I work with was an extra in it.
Oh, how much did he get paid?
I haven't asked. Actually, I should. But yeah, he came running up to me the other day. He'd freeze-framed a bit of the trailer on his phone.
Amazing.
He was like, I found me in it! And he points at this. There's just, you can see like a waistband of somebody bending down. He goes, that's me there! And I just tapped him on the shoulder and went, of course it is, mate.
That's my builder's bum.
Yeah. That's Saul Bunn, by the way, and his little cameo.
But what was the other thing? Deadpool 3, that's halted. That's not moving forward.
Yeah, they can't go forward.
Whatever Avatar is being filmed.
Yep. Avatar 9.
The new Gladiator, it's all come to a grinding halt.
Yeah.
Everything.
I know, which, I mean, as a consumer, as a film lover and everything else, I mean, it is, I'm fully, like, on their side, absolutely. Uh-huh. But it's also like, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, I'm not one of those people who can rewatch stuff over and over again. I need new stuff.
I mean, there's 100 years of cinema. We've not seen it all, let's be honest.
Mm.
I've never seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Have you not?
Maybe I'll watch that.
I think you've told me that before.
Yeah.
I guess there are films I haven't seen. I should shut the fuck up. Just get on with it.
But if it comes to a point where it affects cinema, and cinemas are closing because we've run out of stuff to show, which... do you remember they opened up again after COVID? But there was like a drought almost.
Yeah.
Like, well, was it Tenet and like one other film?
Yeah, I was one of those because people were still like, oh no, I don't really want to go back to the cinema yet. I was like running to the cinema. It's like, Tenet, you say? I'm in.
But I said at the time, if cinemas are like, oh, we got no new movies to show old ones.
Yeah.
Just show old, you've got all those fucking films that most people never got a chance to see on the big screen.
Yeah.
If you run out of films, show the oldies.
Well, they do. The Odeon in Bournemouth does that. Like, if you're a member, they send you these things.
Okay,
like, I went to see the original Halloween before I saw the 2018 Halloween. And I've missed a few recently. I think they did like Hellraiser and a few others recently.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I love that because these are films that I never saw on the big screen. And Halloween was fantastic.
Exactly.
To see on the big screen,
I've seen A Nightmare on Elm Street on the big screen. And the second one. And Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Just do that. Show like how I'd love to see you go watch Jurassic Park on the big screen.
I did.
Well, there you go.
Because I was young, old enough.
But I was alive when it came out. But I'd go again.
Yeah.
Did I see it when I was a kid? I don't think I saw it when I was a kid.
I did. I vividly remember seeing it. Blew me away at the time.
Yeah. Well, I can blow you all over again.
The only thing that is.
This is what's going on with...
But this groundbreaking AI proposal that they gave us yesterday... they proposed that our background performers should be able to be scanned, get paid for one day's pay, and their company should own that scan, their image, their likeness, and should be able to use it for the rest of eternity in any project they want with no consent and no compensation. So if you think that's a groundbreaking proposal, I suggest you think again.
Yeah. No. No, no,
how
no.
fucked up. That's why I asked, how much did your mate get paid?
Yeah.
Did they just, we walked in, they scanned him and he left. That's what they're proposing. That's why they've gone on strike, because they went and it wasn't just about the money and the residuals. That's something else they came back. It's about job security.
Yeah.
They're like, we need job security. This AI taking over our jobs. And they were like, well, here's what we're going to do. And said that. And they were like, no.
I mean, it's absurd.
That's the exact opposite of what we want.
Especially for, like, again, for somebody who loves film as much as I do. Mm. Like, part of it is to see people's performances.
Yes.
Like, I don't want that computer generated. I don't want to see the same performance. I don't want somebody to be good in everything, you know? Yeah. Like, as much as I love it when somebody is fucking amazing, I also kind of like it when somebody's shit.
I like it when they're there.
Yeah. Like,
I like it when they're there.
Present.
Yeah. Not a fucking computer generated version of them.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I've got nothing against using CGI to create things that can't be, that we can't do.
Yeah.
Like, but not recreate a person that exists.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I don't agree with creating dead actors.
No, not at all. Because that's,
I, like, talked about this, I think, on the yeah. last one.
No, once, like, your legacy should be everything you've made. Like, everything you left behind, everything you were yeah. in. You shouldn't, like, you can't. What if, like, if you sign over your likeness and everything and they just put you in any old shit? That's yeah. your legacy ruined forever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like what Robert De Niro has done with his own legacy with all those terrible comedy films.
But at least, like, at least it was his decision.
But it was his decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going back to, I think it was last week or week four, I talked about Tom Hanks going, well, I could be in films forever. It's like, okay, so let me get straight. Tom Hanks is dead.
Yeah.
Right? But he's still starring in films.
Yeah.
So the money goes to Chet Hanks.
No. No.
The money goes. So basically.
What about Colin?
Yeah, I'm assuming just the Tom Hanks
Why
estate.
Not just get Colin. If you want a Tom Hanks-esque kind of person,
yeah.
Colin Hanks can do it.
There you go. But yeah, this idea of basically if you're, and it can go on forever. So if your great great granddad was Tom Hanks,
yeah,
you don't need to work or do anything. You're rich.
Yeah, but are you? Because then the studio owns your likeness.
But they still have to pay the estate.
Oh, is that what they're, is that the proposal?
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like what they were just saying then. Like, if they're scanning these background actors, they pay them for one day. Like, and then they just use that likeness forever. That's what he said there.
I mean, that's a background actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Who nobody
but,
knows.
Okay, but
a movie star.
What I'm saying is, yeah.
Yeah. You, let's say, the if they did it without, sort of, basically, the Tom Hanks estate would probably sue any company that didn't pay them to use Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean? If it was like, I don't know, the guy that was Stormtrooper number 9,
yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because I like Heath Ledger. Like, I like the body of work Heath Ledger left behind.
Yeah.
Like, don't need anything else.
Like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, you know, like, and I don't
want... You're not going to get anything else, because he's dead.
Because he's dead. Yeah, and I don't want them to put him in, like, I don't know, like, fucking Police Academy.
I thought you were going to say Fast and the Furious 11.
Fast and the Furious 93. Like, this one's definitely the end.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, Christ.
Because
yeah.
Vin Diesel will do it as well. He will sign his likeness over.
Oh,
and
God.
Make,
oh, yeah.
They'll make infinity number of...
100%. Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Fast and Furious movies, of which I've seen none, ever.
I've seen the first one when it came out.
Not even that.
I couldn't tell you anything that happens in it. I don't
There's just nothing about it I care about.
No.
And I don't want billions of them. I don't want billions of films that I'm never going to see.
Well, now that there's no films coming out for a while, maybe you could delve into that.
Maybe I'll do what I did with Hellraiser.
And watch all of the Fast and Furious.
Watch all of the Fast and Furiouses and then just put out what
It's
I
a little different, though, because you have to go to work now. Or if that was during...
Yeah, well, I had COVID at the time.
Yeah.
I might do it on video this time. In fact, that's what I'm going to do.
So, yeah, the writer's strike has been going on for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
Now the actors have joined... I think the Directors Guild's involved as well.
I hope so.
No, they're not. They're not gone on strike. They got an okay deal.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
They're directors.
Yeah.
But if there's no actors or writers or anything else, the directors can't... So the directors are just getting paid to do nothing now.
Spielberg's going to have to star in his own movie.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Spielberg act?
No.
Didn't he have a little cameo in Blues Brothers?
No.
Or was that... That was one I can't remember. One of the directors did. Oh no, I'm sure he did. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, so yeah, unless you're gonna write and direct and star in a one man show, nothing's fucking happening.
Oh, you know who's rubbing his hands now?
Who?
The guy who made The Room.
Because he's not in the guild.
Hmm?
What?
Because he writes, stars, directs, and everything.
Yeah, but also other people have to star.
No, I reckon he'd make a film all by himself. Just him. In The Room, right?
Yeah. Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau, that's it.
He's playing every character.
Yeah, he'll be everyone. He's that kind of nutcase.
Yeah, he really is. I've got the only film coming out right now.
Box office smash. Yeah,
number one at the box office because it's the only fucking movie.
It's been 5 years since a new movie came out and Tommy Wiseau's like, Tommy Wiseau, the movie, starring Tommy Wiseau, written by Tommy Wiseau, directed by Tommy Wiseau, co-starring Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, like that could happen because camera operators, isn't it? They're not on strike.
Camera operator Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, so like,
oh, they're not. Yeah, so he's
so like, yeah. Editors. So yeah, but also that would be crossing the picket line.
And if I don't think he'd care. Scab,
like, it's like, I know. I don't think
like,
he'd care.
It's not like he hasn't already been shunned by Hollywood.
Yeah, true. Okay, what else? Ah, yes. So Barbenheimer.
Oh, Barbenheimer.
I'm gonna go watch both Oppenheimer and Barbie in the same day.
When are you watching them?
Not the weekend it comes out, the weekend afterwards. So gonna do Oppenheimer first.
Right.
Because apparently it's a bit of a bummer.
I've heard, like, it's left the audience like in silence.
Yes. Did you see Downfall?
No, I've never watched it all the way through. I've started watching it, but couldn't finish it for some reason.
I saw it at the cinema, and when Downfall ended and the credits started rolling, there was silence, and everyone got up and walked out in silence. So I think it's going to be something like that again. So watching Oppenheimer first,
yeah,
then probably having a couple of stiff drinks and some lunch, and then the dessert that is Barbie.
To go back to
that's
that,
the order you should do it.
The only film I've seen where everybody kind of sat there in stunned silence afterwards was Black Klansman. Like, because at the end, it's like, yeah, with, it goes through the whole film. Because it's one of those films you don't know whether, like, it's comedic in places, but yeah, you're like, I shouldn't. Like, but at the end, it shows you, like, everything that's happened since then and, like, everything else. And everyone just sat there like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, just
fantastic. But, yeah. So, yeah, I imagine you would probably, like, want to desensitize, not desensitize, to come down from Oppenheimer.
Bit of Barbie.
And then into Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I want to see them both.
Yeah, I feel like it's been built up so much. It's like one of those cultural moments.
Yeah,
Barbenheimer.
Yeah,
gonna see them both in one day. Fuck it.
And when are they out here? Not next weekend. The weekend after. Oh no, next weekend.
The 21st.
Right. Okay.
So I can't see it on the weekend it releases, but the weekend afterwards, I'm doing both in one day.
Yeah, next weekend I'm at the Shaftesbury Fringe. Shameless self plug. Doing my new half hour show, Menace to Anxiety.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, I won't be doing that next week.
Cool. Piers Morgan has had something to say on Barbie.
Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, is this? I think I saw a bit of this.
Oh God, look at his face.
Barbie has long been criticised by feminists as a symbol of unattainable princess-like perfection. The iconic metal doll is now the inspiration for a Hollywood movie, one of the most anticipated of the entire year, capping Barbie's evolution from symbol of the patriarchy to feminist icon.
Barbie's small and so petite.
Barbie has smart new styles for every occasion. For dates with Ken, club meetings, tennis...
Well, I'm sold. Space Barbie! Fuck
meet
yeah.
Me at the mall.
Cool.
What's she gonna say next?
Listen.
Do you have a crush on anyone?
Anybody know how big the brain is?
Sophia. It is medium. Medium.
What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also showing me.
So fantastic plastic feminist icon or sexist claptrap. With the movie's outrageously dismissive tagline, she is everything, he is just Ken. Has Barbie actually done a full 180? Is she now anti, not just Ken, but men? Well, no. I'm joined by Talk TV contributor Esther Cracker.
She looks like Barbie!
Presenter, and also, drum roll, back from the world's longest holiday, by Grace Blakely, our socialist commentator. I love calling you that. Welcome back.
I love you called that.
Welcome back. We've almost missed you.
I have missed you very much as well, God, obviously. Thank you for having me.
And you're wearing your Barbie
outfit. Is this him
flirting? I have apparently been told.
You've gone blind.
You did this on purpose.
I mean, I can't say that I did.
You actually now are. You are now Barbie.
You did this to seduce me.
That is a massive compliment, honestly. If I look anything like Margot Robbie, I will.
Are they all flirting?
So look, let's start with you then.
GB News is the fucking worst.
So there are a number of Barbie characters in the movie. Right, one plays President Barbie, one plays Dr. Barbie, one plays a Barbie with a Nobel Prize in physics, one is a mermaid Barbie. However, all the male characters in Barbie World are simply
Isn't
called
that the point
Ken.
Of fucking Barbie.
So it's pretty clear
Hang on.
Where this movie's going. This is an assault on not just Ken.
Is that the point of Barbie?
Yeah.
Is that there's
lots of different ones.
Yeah, and you can buy all the different outfits, so it's like Dr. Barbie, Nurse Barbie, Bricklayer Barbie,
yeah,
Air Hostess Barbie.
I don't know what he's right. Like, Barbie, like, it's primarily a girl's toy, always has been. Ken is an accessory.
Yeah, and the boys
didn't grow up thinking, I want a Ken.
No, they didn't. They wanted Action Man.
Yeah.
It's totally different. And we've had, like,
I mean, nothing wrong with the boys that did want that. That's fine. But, like, you know, like, it wasn't, it was an accessory to Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, it was an adult.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's the entire
but
point.
All men.
I mean, I think men in general would have to be a bit kind of snowflakey, suggest they're being assaulted by a Barbie movie.
This is like the fake outrage.
Yeah, I know.
They've not even seen.
This is just sensationalism. I guarantee you that there was never an episode where there was, are Transformers anti-women?
Yeah. This is so, I'm not even going to watch the rest of it. Fuck this.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah, what a load of bollocks.
Proper dumb.
This is like, I hate the fake outrage. It's a Barbie movie. You don't have to see it. You know, it's not really aimed. You're not the demographic.
Yeah, it's finding something to be annoyed at, what I'm angry about that isn't there.
Yeah,
like it's not. Yeah, this is the issue I find. Well, with all fandoms now, like this is, it's trying to make it into that basically, where like you've got all the male side of the fandom, like fucking, oh, fuck it. Why do we have to have girl superheroes and fucking shit like that?
Shit, I'll show you something now, actually. It just reminds me of something. Some guy was saying that Kathleen Kennedy should be fired immediately in disgrace.
Because?
The Star Wars... Because she's run all of the George Lucas IPs into the ground.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, it's still a multi-billion.
Yeah. Pretty sure even if you didn't like them, each one of those Star Wars sequel... trilogy films made a billion each.
And all these Star Wars whiners can shut the fuck up until Ahsoka comes out, because that's, it just looks, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Oh, and also, Dial of Destiny isn't making as much money as they thought it would.
No, I saw that. Like, but it's like,
Kathleen Kennedy produced all of the Indiana Jones films.
What, from the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She produced the Back to the Future trilogy, Gremlins, Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Oh, and I knew she wasn't new.
Yeah. They're like, well, she's ruined it. It's all gone downhill because of her.
Yeah, people
are
stupid.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I've always found, like, if you're going to start yelling about stuff, at least do your homework and make sure that what you're yelling about is factual.
Yeah.
Like,
What else? The Willy Wonka trailer has dropped.
I haven't seen the trailer, but I have seen that one clip where he talks with Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa.
It looks shit. I've no fucking interest
in it. It's one of those wildly unnecessary films. It doesn't need to be, like...
No, it...
I mean, I don't... nothing against Timothy Chalamet. He's fantastic in Dune and a film called Beautiful Boy with Steve Carell. Brilliant. Mm. But yeah, this is a story we don't need.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's mining IP for something.
Yeah, it really does not appeal to me at all. I'm just not interested.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably see it at some point. I doubt very much I'll go to the cinema and see it. Unless I sit in one of the poor people's seats and get it for free.
Yeah. Anybody dead? I don't think anyone is dead.
No, not recently, I don't think. Nothing that's come across my radar. My death radar.
No. Okay, so I think that's pretty much nearly it. Do you want to end by watching something really cringe?
Go on, him.
I'll show you on my phone. I'll put it up there later. Ugh. It's Jared Leto.
Already cringe.
This guy is...
Thanks, I hate it.
Oh!
Is this to one of his...
Oscar winner.
Yeah, I know. So I just don't like him. I can't believe he's still making... This is a guy begging to be cancelled. Yeah, apparently there's loads of stuff out there. About him approaching underage girls and there's stuff. How has he kept it out of the media? How is he the one that's keeping it out?
Fuck knows.
Apparently there's messages and all sorts out there. Rumoured.
The video is called Life is Beautiful. I'm sure it is if you're a multimillionaire and you look like that at the age of 50. Jared.
Is it from his band?
I don't know. They're called
6 Seconds to Mars or something.
I don't know.
All right. You know he's got a band, right?
Yeah.
I mean, was it Requiem for a Dream is fantastic.
Oh, the guy's in some good films. He's good in some films. Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
He's great in it. He's so fucking creepy. He's so believable.
Well, it's because he is.
Yeah, there's a weird, fucking cult leader thing.
What's the one? They've just released news, the next Tron movie is coming out.
Oh, right.
He's in that.
It's not coming out, though, is it?
Well, eventually. One day it's going to be made. by then... The special effects will be outdated as well.
Yeah.
But it's got no Jeff Bridges, no Bruce Boxleitner.
I've never seen Tron.
Have you not?
Nope.
Oh, wow. See, I grew up and I watched that when those special effects were groundbreaking.
Wow. So this is the end of News to Drink 2 this episode, and then we'll review Barbie and Oppenheimer, and then there might not be much to report on.
I'd better go and see those two films then, because it could be a while.
Yeah. It could be a while. Luckily, we've got a whole other show, which is just about old movies.
Fantastic. I mean, that's lucky.
That is lucky.
So, yeah, you should. Everyone should watch it.
Exactly. Cool. That's it. Subscribe and all that bullshit and share it, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.